Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
We're talking honey. I was at a function on the weekend, Michael, and sitting there and someone said, Ben, you've got a bee on your neck. And being a hypochondriac, of course, everybody goes into a panic. But at the end of the day, bees are great. And who would have ever thought of this idea, sticking them on rooftops?
Well, you know, a couple of months ago, I did that story of hotels in London. And there's a very famous hotel that has a range of beehives on their rooftop. Mm. And I know that is actually happening around the world in the travel industry. Mm. That a lot of upmarket hotels are now, you know, harvesting, I guess, their own honey.
Maybe we could put one on top of your office in town, Mind Food Honey.
Yeah, I wonder if we could.
I reckon you could.
We'd talk to the landlord. Why not? Hey, listen, on today's show, we've got Matt from the Melbourne City Rooftop Honey. Hi, Matt.
G'day, how are you going?
Good. Now, your company is 2 years old. You weren't originally from the honey world. You and your partner, Vanessa, actually came from IT. How is the business going?
It's going amazing, actually. What once started as a small hobby project where we thought we'd have one or two hives in and around the city quickly exploded into 2 years later where we have 47 hives, and today we've got 365 people on a waiting list.
Wow.
And businesses wanting to get a hive at their premises.
Now, are they mainly businesses or are they families, you know, in suburbia?
Okay, the way we structured it is we didn't want to exclude anyone, and we wanted individuals involved as well as businesses. So we would say probably 40% of them are individuals who donated carport roofs and dwelling roofs where possible. And a couple of those instances are in back corners on the ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But where possible, we like to put the bees up on the rooftop.
Yeah.
And the good reason for that is the bees from the hive will be flying to and from their foraging areas above our heads without us even knowing and interfering with us.
So how much honey do you get out of all this?
That's true.
Dependent on the colony of bees, very much, and their drive, so to speak. We have one of our hives last year, our top hive, produced 93 kilos out of a single hive.
Are you serious?
Pretty amazing, yeah.
What on earth did they do with all that honey?
It's their food for winter, and we take what we can off the top and make sure we leave enough for them to get through the winter where they can't forage, and that's their food that they eat.
And do they just give it to neighbours as well and things? They must do.
Oh, well, we have a honey share set up with the people involved, so we have a honey share, they get a percentage, and the rest of it we retail to try and cover our costs.
Now, I don't know much about the production of honey, but once you've got it, you know, from the hives, do you have to do anything to it?
We run it through a bit of a mesh gauze filter to pull out any, to put it nicely, bee bits that might be in there, little legs that may
Bee poo? Do bees actually poo?
They sometimes will break a leg off, so we just put that through a bit of a mesh filter, and that's the extent of our filtering. So there's a lot of pollen in our product, which makes it really beneficial for numerous.
It's so good for your honey too.
It is, isn't it?
Matt, thanks for being on the show. For more details about Melbourne City Rooftop Honey, how to keep a honey, what to do for honey, and all those fantastic honey recipes we've got, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.